Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. I'm not a member of any Olympic committees, no national sports associations, or even the local hockey boosters. Hell, I can't even skate. So I am by no means an expert on things wintry. Be that as it may, I have seen a snow-dependent pastime that could very well become the next rage, maybe even the next freestyle hit in winter sports. We're on a tour of Lapland near Saariselka when our group was treated to an exhibition of snow dancing. We were at an Olympic-sized ice arena, seating for thousands, lights, music, surrounded by machine-generated atmospheric fog, when out in the middle of the rink is a fit young couple sporting terrific hair, permanent smiles, and snowshoes. They're about to commence what they do in Lapland: snow dance. Snow dance on a surface of perfectly groomed snow, 12 inches deep, uniformly smooth powder. Their program music was, wouldn't you know it, Jean Sibelius' iconic tone poem, Finlandia. Hey, do yourself a favor and dial it up. Close your eyes and picture two superbly conditioned athletes doing a flawless 3-minute routine. Axels and double axels, jumps alone and jumps together, a charming bunny hop. The program finished with a breathtaking death spiral wherein the snow dancers sporting the red flannels brushed the snow with the surface of their ponytail, displacing a perfect circle in the snow. The depth of the carved circle is, by rule, 1.25 inches deep, more or less than that, and there is a deduction in the score. Now, a snow dancer's costume is as individual as the routine they are performing. Some of them bear close resemblance to figure skaters' outfits, but instead of spandex and sequins, you'll see flannel and travel pins. A pair from Helsinki danced in quilted bibs and those Peruvian mountain hats with ear flaps that tie under your chin. There was a couple dancing in hooded parkas who, when their death spiral began, magically unhooded themselves. No hands. I still don't know how they did that. I tried snowshoeing once when I was younger, fitter, and clueless. I left the house thinking that I would glide effortlessly over the snow. I would cover miles through the forest. I would commune with winter. I would become the snow. Instead, I felt more like I was wading upstream, wearing ankle weights and carrying a 40-pound pack. I was beat in 10 minutes. Communing? Not so much. And definitely not gliding. As you might expect, the snow dance surface has to be groomed between each routine, giving each dance pair the same advantage of that marvelous, freshly fallen appearance to their routine. There is, of course, a machine which does exactly that. It's called a Zamboni, and it's basically a lawn tractor towing a water reservoir, a big one, followed by a snow cannon. It starts in the middle of the arena and it travels in continuous adjoining ovals until the used surface is completely covered in beautiful fresh powder. Unfortunately, the Zamboni takes about 7 times as long to complete its job as the snow dancers do to complete their performance. There's a lot of downtime between contestants' routines, which leads to distraction, which leads to drinking too much of the local liqueur called laka. And you know where that leads. The John Deere folks are studying the Zamboni and expect to have a more efficient snowmaker any day now. After all, nothing dances like a deer. The judging is different in snow dancing, too. Rather than posting individual scores, the judges get together after each routine and agree on a single number. They don't post their unified score until everyone is on the same page. Things are different in Finland. I have seen the future, folks, and it is snow dancing.